Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Zach, and here's what he has to say. Sane Man call me a black pill doomer. But is it just me, or does it feel like we are a species that only has another 50 to 75 years left? I see the overt selfishness of women going unchecked and the thirst of men and their willingness to keep their little pee-pee touched by anything that walks and identifies as a female, which has now reached an all-time high. We watch shows like Fresh and Fit and see just how many dumb bimbos there are in this world, with increasingly high chances of running into a girl with the same mentality. Would it be safe to say that even the red pill people who advocate for continued dating and plate spinning are missing the fatal detail that there is really just no point, or at the very least that this is all seriously compromised? That the absence of desire to date can tie directly to the disgust of knowing you're having sex with the town bicycle? And know that you work twice as hard to get what others get for free, and without a real reason such as building a family or a home. The chase becomes one of carnal pleasures and lacks of certain depth, plus with an increasing likelihood of catching a Me Too / Me Poo allegation, having a child weaponized against you, dealing with stalkers, baby trappers, gold diggers, and women who bait and switch for the cash and prizes, or just generally never being able to say that a girl isn't going to drop you at a moment's notice when she wakes up and feels some type of way. Will there ever be a breaking point that isn't too late for people who aren't Alpha Mega Giga Omega Chad? Or will the world know the wrath of a scorned woman going through addiction withdrawal? Because nobody wants to deal with her due to age, STDs, children, and being masculinized. Well, Zach, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Women have now let themselves go for the most part, and most of them can get away with it these days because they used to control us by giving us an abundance of sex. Now they're controlling men by creating a deficit of sex. Even if you get it, you pretty much get it from a woman that won't arouse you nearly as much as the feminine women from only 10 to 20 years ago. Those women only had a masculine attitude back then. Now they have both masculine appearance and attitude. They have let themselves go because they can get away with it. The thirst is real and it's spreading. The guys promoting plate spinning are either too thirsty themselves and want sex and female validation because it's part of their identity. Or they're promoting the lifestyle to other guys so they can take more money from them. It's not about freeing men from mediocre muff. It's all about freeing themselves from it by making money off of thirsty dudes. The world already knows the wrath of a scorned woman going through attention withdrawal. What do you think that fat feminists covered in tacky tattoos with a bad attitude are all about? The idea is now through fat acceptance culture and tattoo culture to make all women let themselves go, so that men have no choice but to be with one of them. And sadly, from what I'm seeing out there, it's actually working. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women looking like Shamu covered in graffiti clown world show. When I was in university, one of the guys out there used to look at the butched bull dykes and say that you've got to work really hard to look that bad. Those women were the exception back then, and today they seem to be the rule. Today women spend $10,000 on tattoos, piercings, and not to mention the extra calories and food that they buy each year to keep their size. All that to be rejected by the chads that they're trying to get back at because they turned them into alpha widows. All those women really need to do is get plastic surgery, avoid tattoos, get fake boobs, and spend less money on food, and then they get access to much higher quality men too. Women used to spend tens of thousands of dollars on self-improvement. Now they're spending tens of thousands of dollars on self-destruction. This summer I've been going out for the first time for substantial periods of time in 2 years, since the cervasis sickness began. I'm seeing women that are 50 to 60 pounds overweight in their early to mid-20s covered in tattoos everywhere. That's the norm, and just the other day I saw one of them with a guy that looks like John Anthony Lifestyle, wearing an undershirt. But he didn't have any muscles just like John Anthony, and he was fat as well. In 5 minutes driving around, I saw four women that were grossly overweight, in their 20s covered in tattoos in the suburbs. It was absolutely sickening, and I wish I could say things are getting better out there, but they're not. I fear it's only going to get worse as men get increasingly feminized and women become increasingly masculinized in both body and mind, Tats have traditionally been a masculine thing seen in the working class males out there. We're a sexually dimorphic species where men are larger than women. Women can't become taller, so they're now choosing to become fatter and become the larger of the two sexes. This is a show of dominance. Not to mention their brightly colored hairs like peacock feathers to show that they're the more brightly colorful and visually appealing part of the species. It seems that male and female roles are switching. Women are letting themselves go because in traditional societies, the men usually let themselves go physically first. But in the West, it's the other way around now. All of those land whales are going to wreak havoc on countries like Canada with socialized medicine. Being fat and sick is going to swamp the system at some point. You'll have older people in their 70s and 80s, as well as younger people in their 50s and 60s, all sick and ending their lives around the same time, because obesity ends you a lot quicker. Then again, the government might just like that because it means it won't actually have to look after them and pay out a lot less in pension money. So maybe that's the plan all along. Make everyone fat and sick to avoid paying out Social Security benefits. How long will this keep going on, and how long will women keep letting themselves go like this? I think it all comes down to the economy. If inflation persists for a very long time, then women won't have the resources to pay for all the food that's making them fat in the first place, and all the tattoo artist fees. Waistlines will shrink along with their budgets. The best thing that can happen at this point is a global famine to flush away all the fatties. You're right, Zach, that we're actually at a breaking point if you've actually gone your own way and you're casually dating. But the majority of guys out there are starving for slits. They're starving so bad that even the shitty selections out there taste great. They've had to lower their standards or end up all alone. Many women have exploited this, and that's why they stopped caring about their weight and attitude. Maybe part of it is them taking the whole female chameleon routine one step too far. Many of them keep saying how they're getting tattoos to express themselves and be an individual. But in reality, all they're doing is conforming to the look that other women are possibly playing as the female chameleon, trying to attract an ultra-masculine man with tattoos. But in the end, I see them with a slightly overweight beta male, which is the best they can usually get. They probably end up taking their angst on that poor soul, but he's fine with it, because she let him dunk his donuts into her hole. I was really shocked to see a suburban Canadian girl turning into a so-called hot piece of ham. But here we are. It's funny because most of the people over the age of 35 or 40 around here are slightly overweight or normal weight. The fat phenomenon is happening in the young people primarily. Usually it would take a few decades to put on all that weight, but it looks like COVID has accelerated the process thanks to lockdowns. If things have gotten this bad in Canada over the last 2 or 3 years, then I can only imagine what's going on in America. Maybe you guys in the comments section can fill me up on the tatted land whale situation down there as well. I'm assuming it's a lot worse than here. Here, the average pandemic weight gain is somewhere around 25 to 30 pounds. But considering that most of the people older than 40 don't appear to have gained all that much weight, I suspect those in their 20s and 30s have gained closer to 40 pounds each. Once you gain weight, it's hard to lose it. So that means that if you're in a place like Canada and Australia and you plan on using government healthcare support systems one day, and it already has a ton of delays, then you're probably going to have to wait in long lineups just for emergency surgery one day. I think that's about all I got to say on women letting themselves go. One last thing I wanted to fill you guys in on is my Patreon ban relatively recently. Luckily, I'd moved 80% of my sponsorship to Subscribestar in anticipation of that happening. I did that about a year or two ago. I'm getting closer and closer to no longer making content for this channel because of the bills I have to pay. My greatest regret if I have to stop is that all these men out there won't basically get access to this sort of knowledge. Many of them would fall prey to some tatted up land whale and have their lives ruined. This channel has given me the greatest purpose I've known in my entire life, and it's been a privilege to do it now for almost 10 years. The only thing that might come close with regards to purpose are a Sigma channel in the virtual sex system, but that system is on hold until after the next crypto bull market. I don't feel all that hopeful about the future because the sexual marketplace has become a desert for men, and women are starving them of both beauty and sex. If they do get sex, then it's usually short and just about hookup culture, and the woman is the one that refuses to give a man commitment these days. Tatted up land whales have become the obese gatekeepers of commitments. And you wonder why we're seeing the rise of trans women out there. There was a study I read that somewhere between 50 to 70% of trans women are actually lesbians, that they want to get together with a woman. That fits in perfectly with my assumption that men are trying to turn themselves into women and feminize themselves so they have a better chance in the dating market. Things are getting really sad and ugly out there when men pass for more attractive females than women do. When men are better at looking and acting more feminine than women are. But at the same time, we're seeing the flip side with women supposedly acting like men. Women, of course, are masculinizing themselves and acting like the top few percentage points of men they see out there. They certainly aren't acting like the betas that they typically scoff at. I fear that things are going to get a lot worse, especially in places where the majority of women are already tatted up land whales. They will start putting pressure on the other women to do the same. They can't allow there to be a certain group of women out there that escape the clutches of the extreme land whale makeover. We saw that a few years ago with the dart girls and goth girls getting cancelled. How long before fashion stores, when skinny and normal weight women show up to them, they can't find any normal shape clothes for themselves, but instead just parachute pants? I remember about 20 years ago, fatties complaining that the fashion industry was shunning them. What happens when they take the reins of the fashion industry from skinnier women? Don't you think they'll begin to retaliate by not having enough normal-sized clothes in their stores anymore? I bet they'll just do that to piss off the women that are better looking than them, as well as to encourage them to pork up. Fat women used to be a fetish, like sleeping on a waterbed. But today the skinny women are becoming the fetish instead. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Zach for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Large Marge wants you to smash her in her backside, even though her body has the shape of a river barge. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the fat feminist witches trying to fatten the skinny women up like the witch from Hansel and Gretel away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.